Boulder County, Colorado is home to less than 0.1% of the U.S. population. Yet in 2015, this tiny sliver of America accounted for 3.5% of all sales of the Nissan Leaf, one of the most popular plug-in electric vehicles on the market today. It also saw a significant number of home solar installations during the same time. So what is it about this pocket of Colorado that has allowed such significant accelerated growth in its clean energy economy? To answer that, you have to follow the money. Brad Smith is the Sustainability Outreach and Education Specialist for Boulder County. He played a role in setting up and implementing a group purchase program for electric vehicles and home rooftop solar installations that juiced sales of both. And he recently spoke with John Farrell, who heads the Energy Democracy Initiative here at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, about the Colorado program's eye-popping returns. By his count, every dollar invested by the county has generated $794 in community benefits.
These numbers are absolutely off the charts for what we are typically working with in the county, and so it was a wildly successful program for us.
This is a Local Energy Rules, a podcast sharing powerful stories about local renewable energy.
I have to say there's sort of this dream among energy nerds of powering your electric car with solar panels. And Brad, what I'd like to know is that what birthed the idea of a program to promote the sales of both in Boulder County, Colorado?
It was not the only idea, but it was certainly one of them. One of our dreams here is to get all of our residents in either zero emission vehicles or low emission vehicles. And that's because transportation emissions are one of the largest greenhouse gas emission sectors. And so with this program, we saw emerging technologies such as EVs as a great solution. And we really wanted to push these technologies out to our community, make them available, and also work with our community members to get these vehicles tied to solar so they could have even less GHGs associated with them.
The idea here was you have solar panels that people could put on their own homes, right?
Yep.
And then you also had electric vehicles, and in this case, it was the Nissan Leaf. Could you tell people a little bit more about what that car is like, you know, how it would compare to a car they might be familiar with driving, like a Honda Civic or something like that?
So in size, it's somewhat familiar. It is a hatchback. It drives a bit differently, I'd say. It's a lot more fun. It's very peppy. And some of the big differences are that instead of being powered by gasoline or petrol, it's powered by electricity. And that electricity can be sourced from a utility, which may have coal and that stuff in there, or it can be powered off of renewables. One of the big differences right now is that EVs have a lot shorter range than many petrol cars. On one battery charge, you can go anywhere from 90 to 240 miles. But after that point, you need to take the time to charge it. And because of that difference, that big difference, a lot of folks didn't feel super comfortable at first to be testing out these technologies. And so a lot of the work that we were doing was outreach and education around getting people familiar with these technologies, how they function, if they're a good fit. And then most importantly, getting them in the car to really test it out to see if it works for them.
The idea was that in this program, folks could buy either or both solar panels and electric vehicles. And it sounds like about 10% of participants purchased both. Does that mean that they'll be able to run their cars off of the solar panels that they purchased?
So yes and no. While folks are able to do this, the norm is the net metering approach, where renewable electrons, those generated by renewable energy sources such as solar or wind, are put onto the grid and the home gets credit for it. What this means is that for all intensive purposes, the car is being charged with these green electrons. However, they may not be directly from the solar panels. Various homes, and we know of a few that have changed the system up to draw power directly from their solar panels. However, this does limit charging to only the daytime when it's sunny. And so, yeah, while that's possible, what we've seen is the norm is people just putting that onto the grid and then getting credit for those and putting those into the car.
Right now, there's a lot of excess capacity on the grid overnight. So it's great to have an electric vehicle and just plug it in overnight because there tends to be a lot of excess electricity available at that time. Mm-hmm. In the Midwest, at least, and in Minnesota, where I'm from, we've got lots of extra wind power. So you're not only charging from excess electricity, but you're tending to charge renewably. But as we move forward and more people install solar, we're going to have more opportunity to plug in during the day and soak up that solar energy. Mm-hmm. But it obviously doesn't mean that everybody has to be home, that there might be other places to plug in to do that. So let's talk about the program a little bit. Specifically, it was a couple of years ago, and yep. It was kind of a promo in the fall, like at the end of the vehicle season. You know, how many cars and solar panels were sold in total?
Yeah, so we started the program in 2015, the fall, like you mentioned, and then we've run it annually since then. And in total, we have, and these are numbers for Boulder County residents, we have sold 123 solar systems amounting to 692 kilowatts, and we've sold 289 EVs. When we zoom out of just Boulder County and we look at the total effect that we've been able to document, we've sold 205 solar systems amounting to 1.2 megawatts and 392 electric vehicles.
I'm curious, you know, you mentioned before about using electric vehicles to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but that they also, they're going to charge with mostly with the grid electricity. Now, mm-hmm. Some people think that that means that if you have, for example, a lot of coal on your power system, that electric vehicles are going to be dirtier. As I've come to understand from the research that we've been doing, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, that's true. Here in Colorado, we've got a number of different utilities. One of our largest is Xcel Energy. And I believe that within their, you know, energy pie, renewables account for around 25%, give or take 2%. And with those numbers, people who have EVs charging off of just the normal grid, it is more sustainable or has less of a greenhouse gas impact than gasoline or petrol.
That's impressive. And of course, it continues to get better because if I understand, you know, Xcel has commitments to buy more renewable energy. Eventually, they're going to be retiring coal plants. And so the more electricity you draw in the long run, the less greenhouse gas emissions you're going to get from your transportation.
Exactly. It's only going to get better from here on out. And as we see residential solar beginning to increase, that's also going to help us meet these goals.
Hey, thanks for listening to Local Energy Rules. If you've made it this far, you're obviously a fan and we could use your help for just 2 minutes. Wherever you found our podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, or somewhere else, help other folks find us too by rating our podcast. You should also check out ILSR's other podcasts like Building Local Power or Community Broadband Bits. Thanks so much for listening.
Back really quick to the program, you gave me some numbers of what you were able to sell, both the solar arrays and the electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that one thing that popped up at me when we were reading about this program is that Boulder County alone accounted for about 3% of all leaf sales during the promotional period. I think it was in the 2015 program nationwide. Yep. So it's been very successful. You know, Boulder County obviously is not 3% of the nation's population, but you've been getting a lot of people into these vehicles. Is it getting easier as people get more familiar with the vehicles, tell their friends about them? And then what's the upside for Boulder County in promoting the combination of these two technologies, solar and electric vehicles?
We do plan on continuing to run these programs if needed. What we've actually seen is this program now being replicated by other entities within the state and the nation. And so we've kind of become a support system for other folks wanting to run this. And then as other entities run these programs, we've taken a step back and simply provided the outreach and marketing. We are thinking about running this program for other technologies. For example, this June, we'll be launching one for electric bikes, which we've done once before. And had some fun successes with that. And we've also begun to offer electric vehicle advising for all of our residents for free. And one of the reasons being is that back to that education outreach piece, we really want to make sure that people getting into these vehicles, it's a good fit for them. So we want to provide them with as much information as possible. With that said, the rebates and things like this can be challenging to navigate at first. And so having somebody hold a homeowner's hand as they walk through that has been very, very helpful.
Now I'm just interested in hearing kind of like, what's the upside for Boulder County? Like what was the goal here? Yeah, I think you kind of alluded to that earlier. It was reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Has it been worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the beauties of this program is that it's very, very cost effective. We are not providing the discounts. That's being done on the manufacturer side or the installer side for solar. We are simply providing the time and energy to push this information. Well, we negotiate it, first of all, and then we push that deal out to our constituents and residents. For the 2015 program, We spent, I think it was about $650 in total in marketing and outreach. That does not include my time, but the good news is my time is pretty cheap. We also had a leveraging ratio of $1 to $794, meaning that for every $1 of taxpayer dollars spent, $794 of community investment was leveraged. These numbers are absolutely off the charts for what we are typically working with in the county. And so it was a wildly successful program for us. In addition to all that, our residents were really, really excited about the program. And it's always a really good thing when our residents have smiles on their face and they're getting a good deal and helping contribute to climate change.
So you alluded earlier to the utility company and you know, having a certain amount of renewable energy in the mix. Now, there's also a lot of news going around about the relationship between Xcel Energy and the city of Boulder, which I know is different from Boulder County, over the control of the energy system, you know, Boulder considering to taking over and forming its own municipal utility. How does this program, if all, at all, you know, relate to the struggle that's going on between Boulder and Xcel Energy, you know, whether or not it's, you know, a piece of that struggle directly, or, you know, are there impacts if one or the other, the city or the utility company, remains in charge of the electricity system?
So yeah, just to clarify, Boulder County is taking a very hands-off approach to the municipalization attempt going on between the city of Boulder and Xcel Energy. But with this said, I believe the program has really helped to build a positive relationship between all parties and show how we can work together to assist our communities, customers, and the planet. For example, like I said earlier, Xcel Energy is now running their own EV bulk purchase program, which is being offered statewide, which is far, far larger than we ever could offer this. And it's been really, really great to work with different individuals from Xcel, from the city of Boulder, and ourselves, all working towards the end goal, all the while this is going on. So I've really just seen it build bridges and help all parties envision what do we want our energy future to look like. And how can we work together to get there?
So, Brad, what's the future of this program? You mentioned you've run it for a couple of years, but that it's kind of taken off and gone on its own. You've even been able to, I guess, sort of plant similar efforts in other places. I'd love to hear, by the way, a couple of other places that you know of that are doing this that we can share about. But what's the future for the EV and solar program for Boulder County?
We were planning on running a program this past April, we were getting ready to do that, and we learned that Xcel Energy was running their statewide program, which was really, really great for us to hear. So instead of running our own program simultaneously, our vision is ultimately how do we create a partnership between utilities, local governments, EV manufacturers to offer these kinds of opportunities as far and wide as possible with as little confusion as possible. So we've kind of taken a step back, and instead of offering this program for EVs right now, we're simply helping to facilitate and connect entities who want to be running the program.
With Xcel's bulk purchase program that you mentioned before, you know, that sort of, I don't know, preemptive is not the right word because it's not like they did it on purpose or anything, but how does that program work? Are they just buying a bunch of electric vehicles from the manufacturer and then being able to sell them at a discount? Are they offering a rebate? I ask that because I know in Minnesota right now, they're offering something like a $10,000 rebate off a new Nissan Leaf through the end of June, so for about another month. And I was curious if it was similar to that kind of program or if it was something else.
Yeah, it's very similar to that kind of program. And it's also very similar to the program that we ran originally. They are working with Nissan to offer $10,000 off of a Nissan Leaf. And I don't know how they framed it, if it's a rebate or just a discount, but that money the customer gets off at time of purchase. So the exact same program, I believe, is what's being run in Minnesota.
Makes sense. It's Xcel Energy here as well.
Yep, exactly.
What it sounds like then is that rather than run your own individual program, that you're going to be able to work with Xcel and municipalities and other places doing similar programs. There are obviously other places in Colorado served by Xcel that will have the same kind of incentive program that you can work with. Are there places outside of Colorado that have heard about your program and tried to offer something similar?
There are some groups in Utah that have offered it, Florida, I believe, and then somewhere out in the Pacific Northwest. But we have seen it replicate other places. And yeah, like you said, we're really just trying to help others put these kinds of programs into play. And then when they are happening within our own state or region, help with the marketing and outreach side. Like I mentioned earlier, we're also trying to figure out how do we apply this same model to other technologies or situations. Electric bikes is something that we're going to be running this with. Our partners down in Denver have run this with the same type of program with furnaces and insulation. And so getting more into the energy efficiency side of things as opposed to renewable energy. And then a really fun project that we're working on right now with some community members in Lafayette is how do we as local government begin to facilitate community groups or faith-based institutions or other kinds of nonprofits to be the ones organizing this. And so we're just kind of playing a supporting role, walking them through the RFP process, marketing outreach, these types of things.
Brad, where can people find more information about this program and how it's been working?
Folks can go to bouldercountydeals.org to find out more about this program, what, if anything, is running, and then also past results. And then folks can check out www.swenergy.org. We worked with SWEEP, the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project, on a few publications, one that evaluates our 2015 program and another that is essentially a handbook on how to replicate this program in your own community.
Very cool. Brad, thanks so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, John. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
That was Brad Smith, Sustainability Outreach and Education Specialist for Boulder County, speaking with John Farrell, who leads the Energy Democracy Initiative here at ILSR, about a group purchasing program that encouraged hundreds of Colorado residents to swap their gas-powered cars for plug-in models. For more information on electric vehicles and incentives, visit ilsr.org. We'd especially encourage you to check out our latest report, Choosing the Electric Avenue, Unlocking Savings, Emissions Reductions, and Community Benefits of Electric Vehicles, which highlights the Boulder County program. And while you're at our website, check out past episodes of the Local Energy Rules podcast. Until next time, keep your energy local, and thanks for listening.